So when people talk about the U.S. economy now, it's becoming increasingly clear that what is at the heart of the U.S. economy right now is just AI. There's one data point that seems to suggest that spending on artificial intelligence makes up over 40% of GDP growth this year.
Yeah.
Jason Furman at Harvard says that in the last quarter, it seems like it was 90% of growth in the U.S. economy was all just AI spending. When you look at the scale of this spending, and what's the thing that worries you most? Is it the energy use, because they need huge amounts of energy to make this work?
Yeah, it is absolutely. The environmental fallout from this kind of scale at all costs approach is astronomical. I mean, some of these supercomputers that are being planned, OpenAI and Meta have both planned for facilities that would be the size of Manhattan, where one of those facilities would also use as much energy as New York City. And when earlier this year, McKinsey came out with a report that showed that based on a conservative scenario, all of these data centers would need to consume two states of California's worth of energy. And in an accelerated scenario, it would be six states of California. And that's just talking about the energy, but then what energy source are they using? And when you look at the numbers, it's primarily fossil fuel. So they
are a lot of natural gas, right?
They are single-handedly revitalizing the natural gas and coal industries. That's an extraordinary amount of carbon emissions. That's not only accelerating climate change, but also leading to huge public health concerns with the air pollution. We've seen some phenomenal reporting out of Memphis, Tennessee, about the fact that Grok is being trained on a supercomputer called Colossus in Memphis that is being powered by 35 methane gas turbines that are pumping extraordinary amounts of pollutants into this community's air.